This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So on Monday of this week, we received from a source a collection of confidential documents related to the Biden family. So we texted a producer in New York and we asked him to send those documents to us in LA, and he did that. But the Biden documents never arrived in Los Angeles.
Must have gotten lost in the mail.
Tuesday morning, we received word from the shipping company that our package had been opened and the contents were missing. The documents had disappeared.
I mean, parcels are rarely damaged during shipping.
Define rarely.
Frequently.
As of tonight, the company has no idea and no working theory even about what happened to this trove of materials, documents that are directly relevant to the presidential campaign just 6 days from now.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At least three people are dead following a knife attack at a church in Nice, France. The suspect was shot and captured by police. The mayor now calling it a terrorist attack.
The assailant shouted repeatedly, Allahu Akbar.
This is a country that is terrorized by these Islamic radicals.
It is, and we don't know the motive in this case.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The third quarter GDP report out, the economy growing at a record 33.1%.
That's a blowout number.
The GDP number was even beat the consensus expectations.
I think it exceeded all expectations. We've never had anything remotely close to this. This thing was kicking on all cylinders.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Barry, who are you voting for?
Donald J. Don Trump.
Why?
He's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Leave that man a seeker!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Is sliced bread really that great? Isn't there something better we could compare it to? It's the greatest thing since, I don't know, washing machines. That's what my father always used to say, the greatest invention.
That's what
of
you came
lifetime.
Up with, washing machines?
No, my father used to say that. He said, you know, they talk about all these great inventions since I was alive. He was born in 1905. And he said the best invention was a washing machine. And I thought about it. It's, you know, you never think about washing machines. But maybe you never think about sliced bread either. But I'm not. I think I'd take a wash. If you gave me a choice, washing machines or sliced bread, I'm definitely going with a washing machine. Dryers are pretty good too. Because what did you do when in the old days when it was winter? You're gonna put the sheet outside on the clothesline, and then it's gonna come back. It's gonna be frozen like a sheet of ice. And then Charlie Parker's gonna come by and tell you that looks too much like a hockey rink, and you better get rid of that. Anyway. 844-500-4242. We have a very packed show today with a lot of different people. It's coming down to the wire, as you well know. There's all kinds of stuff to get to here. I think I want to start off. I'm just looking down the cut sheet here. I want to start off with the Michigan representative, Debbie Dingell. You know, her husband was the congressman, and before her. Her father-in-law was the congressman before her husband was the father-in-law. They've been in since the Dingells have been in Congress in Michigan since, I guess, World War II or thereabouts. And so she's a Democrat, obviously. And this is her take on the situation, cut 16.
And yesterday I had some of the auto workers who I thought were going to go back to Joe Biden were very clear with me last night. They were voting for President Trump. And I think what we're seeing now is that on the ground, people have to turn out their votes.
I wonder why they're voting for Trump. You know, Biden wanted to make Whitmer. If she had just had a little more melanin, she would have been the nominee. But she's just crushed the entire state of Michigan, just like Pritzker in Illinois or Cuomo in New York or Charlie Parker in Massachusetts, or Queen Gina in Rhode Island, or Janet Mills in Maine. These people have crushed the economy. And you know, even if you kept your job on an auto assembly line, like the UAW members Debbie Dingell was talking to. What about the fact that a lot of these people have cabins? You know, they have little cottages up in northern Michigan, and they haven't been able to go to them all this time, all these months. For what? What reason, when you come down to it, other than to defeat Donald Trump? And they understand that. 844-500-4242. So Fox has finally got some people out going after Jim Biden. And as we told you yesterday, Jim Biden, he's like Hunter's uncle, and he's Joe Biden's brother. And he's mixed up in this stuff up to his eyeballs. And he's been running one bust out after another since the 1970s. He had a disco. That's how far back he goes in failed businesses. He had a failed disco. Can you imagine that? You know how popular discos were in the 1970s? And he managed to bankrupt one. So that's what he's doing. And that's what he's been doing his whole life. He's like 70 now, a little over 70. And so I guess he lives there. He's been in Lake Worth lately, down here in Palm Beach County. And so Fox tracked him down. A Fox reporter tracked him down. And this is what happened. Cut 20.
Hunter Biden want Joe Biden to meet with Tony B.
What are you talking about?
Are you Mr. Jim Biden? I wanted to ask you about the China deal.
Would you please stop bothering me?
You don't want to comment, sir?
I don't want to comment about anything to you.
He sounds just like Joe, doesn't he? And he looks just like Joe. And he has the same response as Joe. He doesn't want to talk about it. If you were accused of being in league with the most repressive regime, powerful regime on earth, one that oppresses its own citizens, one that oppresses the Muslim minority, the Uyghurs, one that has unleashed the Wuhan, as Joe Biden calls it, the Wuhan flu, or does he call it COVID-19, on the world, would you not want to deny that? Would you just brush off a reporter? Wouldn't you want to just get your angry denunciation of those scurrilous lies out there? No, of course you wouldn't want to, because they aren't scurrilous lies, are they? 844-500-4217 says the disco was called Whiskey a JoJo.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know what? People are pointing out, too, that the birds were there. Well, we're coming up to winter, so all the birds that were in Delaware all summer and fall, I guess they've headed south for the winter. So now they're in Lake Worth, and they're hanging out in Jim Biden's trees in his front yard. So we're finding out even more about this anonymous guy who wrote the thing saying that, you know, he was a senior administration official who was trying to stop Donald Trump from destroying the country. And he wrote this piece in the New York Times as an op-ed back in September of 2018. And he was listed as anonymous. And the New York Times assured readers that he was a senior administrative official. And they defined that as someone in the upper echelon of an administration. This was their own description of a senior administration official. Someone in the upper echelon of an administration. Chris Saliza, I guess he's from CNN or Washington Post somewhere, he suggested it could have been Melania Trump. And he said that it's not just some guy, it's not just some coffee boy. If some mid-level bureaucrat in the Trump administration comes to the Times or has an intermediary reach out to the Times asking to write a piece like this one without their name attached to it, the answer would be an immediate no. That's very fake news. Very fake news.
Very fake news.
The Times simply wouldn't do what it did for anything short of a major figure in Trump world. But here, as it turns out, that the day he worked for the Department of Homeland Security, the day his piece appeared, this guy named Miles Taylor, quote unquote anonymous, DHS, this is Molly Hemingway's column in The Federalist, DHS actually listed 64 individuals it considered senior at the department on the day the op-ed was published. Taylor was not one of them. So he wasn't in the top 64 members of the Department of Homeland Security, but he was a senior administration official, which meant he was in the upper echelon of the administration, the upper echelon. He was a policy advisor, a policy advisor. Now he's been hired by CNN. You know what his you know what his qualifications are for being an analyst on CNN? He was asked twice in 28 seconds if he was anonymous by Cooper Anderson, whatever the hell his name is. Here it is. This is his qualifications to be a truth teller on CNN. Cut four.
There was an op-ed, there was a book by someone calling themselves anonymous. Are you aware of who that is?
I'm not. Look, and that was a parlor game that happened in Washington, D.C., of a lot of folks trying to think of who that might be. I've got my own thoughts about who that might be. But
he's got his own thoughts.
You know, you're not
anonymous.
The president, and I certainly don't want to. I wear a mask for two things, Anderson, Halloweens and pandemics. So, no.
He's very well qualified. You could tell he can be on there with Peter Strzok, who lied to Congress, lied to everybody, lied to his wife. He can be on there with Andrew McCabe, who was fired from the FBI for lying under oath three times on the day he was appointed acting director. He can be on there with Brennan and Clapper, or which one? Clapper is the one. Clapper lied to Congress. He lied to Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, a Democrat. They have a whole host of liars on CNN. This is CNN. 844-500-4242. Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up with something new. Let HelloFresh instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal, fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. Choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Whatever kind of cuisine you like, you can get it from HelloFresh. And you can get it with local or regular or any variation thereof. Make any night feel extra festive with their surf and turf, craft burger, and taste tours gourmet feasts. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh has recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on home food waste by at least 25%.
And Howie, I think that's what makes it so much easier, because sometimes what makes cooking difficult is you have to measure everything out and you have to buy these big tubs of ingredients that you're never going to use again. But with HelloFresh, you have it all there. You just dump it into a bowl and then you never have to see it again.
Right. It doesn't haunt you as you look at it day after day as you go into the cupboard for some sugar or some sweet and low or some flour. You'll also be saving 40% versus shopping at your local grocery store. More servings mean more savings, so now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. Easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or skip a week whenever. Like if you're going somewhere for Thanksgiving, it's not a big deal. You just skip the week. HelloFresh is here to make it easy and convenient for you. HelloFresh is flexible to fit your lifestyle. Get started with America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie to get $80 off across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's promo code Howie for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Okay. It's that time of the day. It's time for a cheap bastard deal here at The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We've had several cheap bastard deals from Eden Pure, including the Thunderstorm, which is the air purifier, which is just a great, great product. And we've got another Eden Pure product today. It's the Gen 40 heater. And if you're watching us on social media, I've got my left hand on it. It's a great thing. I have one in Boston. I have one down here in Florida. And it doesn't take up any room. It really looks nice, and it's safe for children and for pets. And joining me on the line now is Ben. He's the founder of Eden Pure and the inventor of the Thunderstorm. Ben, thanks for being with us. Tell the listeners why the Gen 40 is so different than other space heaters.
Well, it uses NASA space station microtechnology. And as you know, in a space station that's small, you're not going to get a house furnace in there. And not only that, it's a hell of a lot colder than 32 degrees, like it's minus 276 degrees. So they had to make a heating system that was a lot smaller than a house furnace, but yet much more powerful. And they did it through micro technology. And the Gen 40 is a heater cooler, but with the NASA space station technology, we were able to get make a unit that's 1/7 the size of the old big box infrared heaters, but yet it puts out 50% more heat than the old big box heaters.
I know it's really amazing. I have it down here in Florida. I have it right on my desk in my office, and it's like sitting in front of a fireplace. Only you don't have to keep throwing the logs on it and worry about any dirt or anything like that. It's just really a good product. It keeps you very, very warm. And again, if you want to put it on the floor, you don't have to worry about your pet or a little kid coming by and burning himself or itself, because it doesn't get that hot. It's really a good product, Ben.
Yeah, it doesn't get to a combustible temperature. Like your furnace gets to a combustible temperature, your space heater, and that dries out the humidity, and it burns up oxygen. That's why you get drowsy, and that's why you get dry skin. This thing heats, it has double action heating. It heats with convection, and it heats with radiant heat, and it heats objects in the room, and it'll heat your room even wall to wall, floor to ceiling. With a furnace, your ceiling is 15 degrees colder than the floor. You're not up in the ceiling. You're down on the floor.
Yeah. And as you can see, if you're watching, it's really a nice. It's not jarring like the old style space heaters. You know, with the red coming out, and you know, it's just a nice looking product. It's really good. A lot of people are working from home now, as you know, Ben, and need ways to cut their utility bills. Winter's coming. Temperatures dropping. There's snow predicted for tomorrow in parts of New England. And so right now we only have 40 of these Gen 40 heaters. Today's deal is half price. The usual price is $247. So you can get a Gen 40 heater today at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store for just $123.50. This is a hell of a deal. You're probably going to want more than one of these once you buy it. But today you can get it for half price, $123.50. And Ben, this is really a good product here. And like I said, I really I like it. I lost all that weight, and I get colder now. And this is just a good way to keep warm. And it's you don't have to worry about it.
You're more energetic. You're not going to have cold feet. You're not going to have dry skin. And it weighs 5 pounds. You can take it anywhere with you. You can take it while you travel.
I'm just picking it up right now. It's just so easy, so simple, and it's got a little remote control too. I walk in the office in the morning, I click it on, and I'm all set for the day. It's a really good product, and I recommend it. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and you can order it now. Half price. It's usually $247. You can get it for $123.50. Eden Pure Gen 40. And where do people go if they want to read more about it before they buy? And I would suggest you buy quickly, though, because it'll go fast. Where do they go, Ben?
EdenPure.com.
EdenPure.com and read up on the Gen 4 heater. It's a great product. I recommend it highly. I have two of them. Boston and in Florida here. I'm Howie Carr.
No matter what goes on in the world, there are two things we can count on: new music and new podcasts. And you know the best way to listen? Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime and seamless Bluetooth pairing. You get more bass than in previous models and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Raycon's E25s also have a more compact design than ever, so they're both stylish and discreet. No wires or stems hanging out of your ears, ever. Raycon was founded by Ray J and counts celebrities like Snoop Dogg and J.R. Smith among its fans, and they offer a 45-day return policy. So go ahead and give them a try. You'll probably be a fan too. For a limited time, get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Gen 40 heaters are sold out. We thought they'd go fast. Didn't think they'd go quite that fast, but the cheap bastard deal is sold out, but you can still get $50 off with code word Howie deal. You have to go to EdenPure.com and click on the Howie banner, and you get $50 off on the Gen 40 heaters if you use code word Howie deal. Shipping is free.
Just to let you know, Howie, you're not up here in Boston, so I'm absconding with the heater that's in your office. I'm taking it home since I've heard so many great things about it. Harrison gets cold at night. We don't like to sleep too warm, so we're going to put this next to him, and hopefully that solves the problem, and I'm sure it will.
Wow. He's a lot luckier than Howie.
Yeah, he gets.
Who was born in the midst of a raging blizzard in January on Congress Street? Yeah, there was. I was in the main Ioneer log cabin infirmary.
And you went down into the coal mines the day after you were born.
That's right. And I ran into Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and some of the Pilgrims.
But I'm very excited to bring the heater home from Eden Pure. It's going to be great.
All right, that's good. I'm glad Harrison's going to get to enjoy it this winter. Just make sure it's there in my office when I return in the spring. Talking about ED isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes treating ED simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who more threatens your freedoms as an American? Russia, China, or Silicon Valley?
I'm going to vote for Silicon Valley. I think they're even worse than China, actually. They hate the First Amendment. I don't understand it. How can they be Americans and want to take away my and your rights to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly? I don't understand it. I'm voting for Silicon Valley.
74% say Silicon Valley. 24% say China. Only 1% say Russia.
Yeah. All you got to know about Russia is that it has a GDP, gross domestic product, of less than the state of California. As somebody put it in the spring, Russia has basically devolved from the Soviet Union days into a heavily armed gas station. And as long as Trump is president and we're fracking and doing more oil exploration, it's prices aren't even that good at the heavily armed gas station. I don't understand why people want to end fracking. I mean, well, I guess it's part of their green religion. You know, they have the COVID religion. You have the green religion. The difference between these new religions is they want to impose their doctrinaire orthodoxies on the rest of us. Whereas your average Christian or Jew just says, live and let live. You know, you can believe what you want. We can believe what we want. But not these people. Not these people. 844-500-4242. We can take some calls in this segment. I wanted to just tell you there's a really sad story in the Daily Mail about some of the victims of this looting that's going on in Philadelphia, and there's been some rioting in Washington D.C. as well, but there was a story today about a black owned boutique, Levanter Boutique, and they were looted when Jacob Blake was shot in August, in after he pulled a knife on the cops in Wisconsin. And they survived that. They survived the pandemic. But now they've been looted again. This is it's a black-owned business, a woman named Jamila Scurry. And she arrived on Tuesday to find her clothing boutique, a shell of its former self. "We are now in danger of losing everything we worked so hard for," she said yesterday. "We had everything taken from us in less than a minute." So they showed some surveillance footage, and these two women get inside the store first. And they say, "I hope we don't get caught." And then it's like, you know, first a bug gets into your house, and then there's a bunch of bugs in the house. Same thing here with the looters. First there were these two, and then all of a sudden, seconds later, 20 other people flood into the small boutique and begin pulling it apart by the seams. I wonder if they even knew the name of the guy who was shot. Did they know that he was advancing on the cops with a knife, that the cops had already 911 had been called two or three times already earlier in the day before they finally shot this guy who was coming at him with a knife, who was awaiting trial on putting a gun to a woman's head, who'd done at least two terms in state prisons? Clothes are desperately, according to the videotape, snatched from the rack, accessories pulled down from shelves, and hangers tossed haphazardly onto the ground. The incident was the second time the store had been looted, as I told you. "It's been a rough journey," the owner said, "selling our house, moving to get the money together to start our dream. We just came up on our two-year mark that we've been here, so we're celebrating that in our two-year mark in business." And now she's been looted out. She's trying to raise money on a GoFundMe page. But I mean, how does this help the cause of racial justice? How does this help William Wallace? How does this help the city of brotherly love, or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, or the United States of America, to be looting like this? 844-500-4242. Matthew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Good. You've got Bobby down here in Mass, and we're big fans of the show. We actually also went to Providence College, so we're big fans of Grace as well. She's doing a fantastic job.
That's good.
The reason for our call today is we saw your tweet yesterday, please stop taking our Trump signs. And Bobby and I, Bobby's from Boston, I'm from New York, and we escaped down here to be back in the USA, and we keep seeing everyone stealing the Trump signs down here. We're in Palm Beach, and we're just totally, totally obsessed with seeing the Biden signs get removed, the Trump signs get removed, and it all goes back to the intolerant left and the lack of the freedom of speech. And it's really a shame.
Yeah, no, it is. There was a great story today from East Texas, Angelina County, which Lufkin, Texas. And did you see this story? The same thing was going on that's going on everywhere around the country. All the Trump signs were being stolen in East Texas, believe it or not, which is, that's the South. And so this guy, they call him the flag genie, or the flag fairy of Angelina County. He gets, I don't know what he does. I don't know if he has a truck or a ladder, but he gets up and he puts the Trump signs in trees that are 30 feet up in the air. And I don't have to tell you, Matthew, there's not too many Biden people are going 30 feet up to take down a Trump sign. So they are outraged, and they're saying he's putting these signs on trees on public property, and he's not doing it.
Barbaric.
I don't know. He's got an unlisted number or something, but the flag genie of Angelina County, Texas. He gets a call, and then he goes out the next night, and there's another big Trump sign up there, 30 feet in the air. 30 feet in the air. I wish it'd been around Norfolk County in Massachusetts when I was getting my Scott Brown sign stolen way back when. Thanks for the call, Matthew, and keep listening. And go Friars. Are they playing this year? Is there going to be basketball this year? Does anyone know? Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave. Are you there, Dave?
No, Steve.
Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Wally. Hey, the other day I heard there was 150,000 voters in Pennsylvania. They wanted to change their vote from Biden to Trump because of his fracking.
Yeah. I don't know what you can do about that, though, Dave. I mean, how are you gonna sort out all these ballots?
Yeah.
That's one of the problems. And everybody knew that there was going to be, there's always buyer's remorse, whatever you buy. And in this case, there's rampant buyer's remorse. I mean, this is why we only need to have voting on one day. This is ridiculous. And now you see what's going on in Texas. Project Veritas has busted another ballot harvesting ring in Bexar County, which is San Antonio. And they've actually got this woman on videotape saying that she thinks she can steal 7,000 votes. Obviously that's bragging, but still, I mean, she's that open about it. It's really horrible what's going on here, and the Supreme Court has rejected an effort by the Pennsylvania Republican Party to again appeal, now that there's a ninth justice on the Supreme Court, to appeal the decision, the unconstitutional decision by the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court to allow voting to go on, or vote counting, quote unquote, to go on for 6 or 9 days. And they also, the Supreme Court, even though Amy Coney Barrett is on it, has also rejected an effort by the North Carolina Republicans to stop the rampant voter fraud that's going to occur in the Tar Heel state. They're doing the same thing. I don't know what's going on here. I thought we were putting Amy Coney Barrett on the court to stop this stuff from happening. Although I guess the Supreme Court has said that they don't rule out stepping into the Pennsylvania situation if it really gets out of control. If they steal two, I guess they're going to be allowed to steal a certain number of votes. I don't know what the number is. I don't think the Supreme Court does either, but they're not going to be allowed to steal that many votes. I guess that's the way the law is now enforced in the United States of America. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim, quickly.
Hi, Howie. Hi. I went and voted yesterday in Wilbraham, Massachusetts. On the president's vote, they had Biden first, Green Party second, somebody else third, Trump and Pence fourth. I thought the incumbent goes on top.
I thought so too. Maybe they went alphabetically, or maybe they had a draw. I'll bet the third guy was Howie Hawkins from the Libertarian Party.
That might have been it. But yeah. Then you got Markey running. He was on top of his opponent, a Republican.
Yeah, O'Connor.
I mean, is this a fixed race? Because you know people who are on top normally would vote for the person on top.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know how they pick it. I know the Boston City Council elections, it's just a draw, but I don't even know how they do it at the statewide level. I should, but I don't. But I don't think not too many people are going to get confused between Biden and Trump, and I don't think too many people are going to get confused between Markey and Kevin O'Connor. Make sure you vote for, in case you are confused, Trump and O'Connor. Thanks for the call, Jim. Yesterday's Cheap Bastard deal sold out in less than 5 minutes. U.S.-made Viral Halt is a proprietary blend of highly composted humic acid and natural minerals to fight viruses. The key ingredient in Viral Halt is humic acid. Humic acid comes from the soil, humus. Decades ago, humans got a decent amount of humus through their food and benefited from its important antiviral properties. But now with the new agricultural techniques, there's much less natural humus occurring in the soil. As vital as it is to our health, humic acid is not available at most local drug or health stores. Here's how humic acid and the other properties in Viral Halt work. It has a stronger affinity for healthy cell walls than that of viruses. What that means is that Viral Halt will bind to healthy cell walls first, destroying viruses when they're invading, destroying the cell and stealing the cell's DNA to replicate and infect other healthy cells. That sounds complicated, but that's the way it works. Viral Halt then binds to the unsuccessful virus and eliminates it from the body. Although it sold out yesterday in the Cheap Bastard deal, I still have great news for my listeners. Viral Haul can still be purchased 50% off the regular price through the end of the weekend. Go to www.viralhowie.com. Click on the Howie Car Show logo and enter code word Howie at checkout. The 50% offer ends this Sunday night at midnight. I'm taking Viral Haul to prepare myself for the upcoming cold and flu seasons. There are over 72 minerals in Viral Haul, and to buy all of them would cost you over $100. Order now, www.viralhowie.com. Click on the Howie logo and put in code word Howie at checkout to save $20. This deal expires this weekend, so order now. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Long Meadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
People are starting to take a look at some of Joe Biden's plans, his manifesto that he wrote with Bernie Sanders, and it's pretty scary, and you have to be prepared for this. For instance, this is from Dave Ramsey. He has a plan. If you read the Biden tax plan, go to pages in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and you will find he has a plan to tax you on your house at 3% of its value. This is above and beyond your property taxes you pay now. Above and beyond. And that's in addition to doing away with all the Trump tax cuts, which will affect everybody who works for a living, despite what he says. Joining us now on the line is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, this is starting to get a little bit disturbing, isn't it? These plans that Joe Biden has that are now coming out. I mean, they've been online, but nobody's been looking at them until recently, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. Nobody's been looking at them, but I've been looking at them, and I know Dave Ramsey, as you just mentioned, has been looking at them, and people need to wake up, Howie. Think about that. Above and beyond your current property tax, an additional 3% tax on a property that you own. They're trying to what they consider level the playing field. Hard-working Americans that went out and earned the money to buy that home are not going to get that extra tax. Besides the fact that what you just mentioned, rolling back the tax Trump cuts, that's going to cost an average family of $50,000 making $50,000 a year about $7,800 in additional tax over the next 10 years. $750, $780 additional tax every single year just by rolling that back. And that's if you have nothing invested. God forbid, right, some of these people that have all these capital gains, and all of a sudden a 66% increase in the capital gains rate. It's just unaffordable all across the board.
So, I mean, think about New England, where the value of houses, you're in Maine, the value of the houses has gone way up this year because people are trying to flee the metropolitan area. So let's just say you have a house that's valued, that you bought for like $100,000, now it's worth $500,000. 3% of $500,000 is $15,000 a year. I don't know, how do you come up with an extra $15,000? And then what happens when you retire and you're on a fixed income? You're not going to be able to live in your house. You're going to have to get rid of it, and it's going to be worth less because everybody's going to know that they're going to have to get out as soon as they retire, or they might not be able to afford it if they lose a job. How does that level the field? How does that makes everybody poorer?
Of course it does, but that's the point. They got to get the money to pay for these programs that they have, the Green New Deal and all this other BS that they're proposing. That's going to come from people that have property and assets and retirement accounts and the like. And then you got, people don't know this, but when Social Security was set up and it was never designed to be taxed, right? And in 1983, yeah, a senator from Delaware introduced the bill to start taxing Social Security. Guess who that senator from Delaware was?
Yeah,
that was
I know.
Joe Biden.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I know.
So don't you think that he, as president, will really come hounding people for additional taxes on Social Security? Of course he's going to. He did it again in 1993. He led the attack and increased taxes on Social Security again in 1993. So, again, this guy is a money dog. He's coming after anybody that has any assets.
And he says also that he's going to equalize the system by ending tax deductions on 401ks. So why would you contribute to a 401k then? That's the reason you contribute to it. And he's going to tax. He's going to increase the corporate taxes, so they're going to have less money. They match 401ks. So what are you offering people to get ready for this apocalypse that could possibly occur?
God forbid, Howie. But let's take the positive spin. All right, let's assume Trump stays in office. By the way, I just got back from the state of Florida a few days ago, and I know you're down there.
We're running out of time, Kevin. Give us where should people go if they need some advice to deal with this problem?
They can reach me 1-800-989-9100. 800-989-9100, Howie.
Okay. Be prepared. Forewarned is forearmed. I'm Howie Carr.